First Impact, N. N. Rajan. It was a fine sunny morning which I first entered the hall with a local friend who had come as my guide. Sri Ramana Maharshi was seated on his couch looking majestic, I might even say divine. He was motionless as a statue. We prostrated before him and took our seats on the floor in front of him along with a few others. There was something radiant about his face which spontaneously captivated me. The whole atmosphere was charged with dynamic silence and ineffable peace. Not a mere quietness, but a vibrant living peace. I had no special craving for spiritual guidance. I had gone only as a casual visitor to pay my respects to a great soul. My intention was only to sit there for a few minutes to show my respect. But I was fixed to my seat, almost petrified, for 3/4 of an hour. Even if I had wanted to talk to him about anything, I could not have done so because I was sitting spellbound. Visitors were coming and going, all in silence. I vaguely sensed the uneasiness of my friend, who was wondering how he could get me away. And at last, I reluctantly got up and left after again prostrating to the Maharishi. Once outside, my friend impatiently asked me why I had sat there for so long, but I avoided giving a reply and spoke of other things. I did not know what to say. Years later, when I had become a devotee heart and soul, I saw another example of the strange magnetism which the Maharishi exerted. Once, my daughter, who was only 2 years old, was sitting quietly cross-legged in a corner of the hall, away from her mother and myself, and remained like that for about 2 hours. We did not particularly notice it, but the Maharshi did. When I went to the hall early next morning, it was a pleasure to hear him telling the story about my daughter to one of the devotees. He repeated it a number of times as fresh people came in and particularly emphasized the word, "The child was sitting motionless for 2 hours."